Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Wine's prettier to drink a wine. Pass that bottle to me.
Well, hello, Michael. Your football team seemed to look crisp and efficient yesterday.
Yeah, you know, it did. Yeah. It did. It, you know, just picking up where we left off.
Yeah, I like. And thank you for exposing Miami. You're not a top 25 team.
They're right.
Especially not number 14.
No.
Yeah.
But
because hey, a true top 15 team could have hung with y'all for two quarters.
Well, you know,
they didn't hang with y'all for a drive.
I go back to what a quote that one of the greatest coaches in the world of football ever said.
Terry Bowden?
No. Nick Saban.
Heard of him.
He said, it's not where you start, it's where you finish.
All right.
That's the only poll that counts is where you finish.
Yep, exactly.
So, you know, he still got some bad teams to play. Tough teams still to play.
Yeah.
After we get through with a few high school teams that we got in the schedule.
Yeah. Speaking of high school teams, we started against the 129th best team in the country at Akron. That doesn't matter who we were playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a totally different team at Auburn.
Yeah.
And everyone in this conference should be scared.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we're the best team in the conference, but we can beat any team in this conference.
I'm scared.
I mean, we have the best defense in the conference.
Yeah.
It is unreal how deep Auburn is on that. Now, offense, I don't care who the opponent is. If your quarterback completes 20 of 22 passes,
that's pretty
dangerous. Yeah, that's good.
But, you know, I didn't think records could still be broken, but this new quarterback.
Bryce Young, fantastic.
Joe Namath and Mac Jones record. I mean.
Yeah. As a redshirt freshman. He was the backup last year to Mac Jones.
Yeah. I wonder how the food was up there.
Yeah, right. And speaking of food, South Alabama, Southern Mississippi. Whack Southern Mississippi.
Look at that.
Change of coaches. And they got a transfer quarterback from, like, a real school, too. Okay. I mean, they've got a legitimate quarterback at South Alabama.
I
got
to get to a game there. It looks like a great stadium. I've driven by it.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And the whole athletic facility down there in the hole or whatever it is, it's a pretty cool
place. They've done remarkable work at South Alabama. Everybody in Mobile should be proud. You know, it's possible to be an Alabama fan and still want South Alabama to be well. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
Because the general consensus has always been from Alabama fans, you want Alabama to be undefeated. You want every other team in the state to not win a game. Which is the most absurd thought process. Because that means your undefeated season means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody can beat 11 teams that haven't won a game.
Yeah.
You know, you should want the other teams to be as good as possible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
like y'all did last year. My gosh. That's the toughest schedule in college football history. And y'all rolled through it.
Yeah, well, that's why they say.
Because it was an all SEC schedule. It wasn't a normal Alabama schedule.
That's why they say roll tide. You know? Mm-hmm. Tide rolls.
And here's poor pitiful Auburn stuck once again with the toughest schedule in college football every year just about. I mean, and it's because we have – no. It's because we have to play Alabama every year.
Yeah.
We have to play A&M, LSU, and Georgia every – no one has to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even the other West teams don't play Georgia every single year.
Well, it's going to be interesting when – and I know, folks, I know this is a food show.
And food and football are the same thing in Alabama. That's if you don't understand that,
tailgating.
You haven't lived here long
and
enough.
And yesterday was National Tailgating Day.
Yes, it was. It was National Tailgating Day.
I didn't get to tailgate, but
– I did not eat.
I was there in spirit.
Yeah, I was in the
I did
kitchen,
go eat barbecue, though.
I
went and got a delicious –
I cooked a bunch of burgers.
There you go. Brisket sandwich at
– I cooked a few lamb lollipops yesterday.
Okay.
Got that on special this weekend. Three lamb lollipops, some roasted potatoes,
cool,
and some green vegetable. We're running low on broccoli. I may be running asparagus today.
I love broccoli.
Yeah, but
I ate George W. Bush's portion. George H. Walker Bush's portion. Yeah, he hated
Herbert
broccoli.
Walker Bush.
Yeah. Yeah, he hated broccoli, but I could eat his share.
Yeah,
so I love broccoli. But and that's what I usually get at Butch Cassidy's. Instead of fries, I get broccoli.
Yeah.
With a lot of butter on it.
Going to defeat the purpose.
Yep.
Okay.
But no,
good,
I had to, I had to have some barbecue for yesterday, so I stopped at Smalls there in Daphne.
Smalls is a
good God. Their brisket sandwich is unbelievable. They put just enough fat in it and just enough burnt tips in it.
Burn ends,
whatever.
Yeah.
It's ends. A tip is an end.
No, a tip is a steak. Steak tips.
Oh well, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was
just the tip.
It was delicious as always, and it just rolled. It just falls out of the bun and it. The juice runs down your arms.
Are we still talking about a sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's food porn.
Hashtag food porn.
Yeah. So, anyway.
All right, well.
What else?
Yeah, that's it, folks. We're going to talk to you later.
Provolone. See you later.
It's been hot, but not as hot. And you seem to mention, I wouldn't know, because I spend 20 hours a day inside.
Yeah.
I'm only outside from the walk to the car.
Yeah.
To the walk to the door.
Yeah.
And
I don't know how you're doing it, right? But you got to be running on borrowed energy right now.
Just zombie mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why you're wearing a grouch shirt today?
That's what I was about to say.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal your line.
She'll sick her skeleton buddy on you. You better
watch it. I'll tell you. You see that picture of her?
No.
What's his name? Vlad.
I was telling Mike before we went on air. He checks Facebook every 5 minutes. I'm so busy now, it may be 5 days before I see Facebook.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I really...
I'm sorry you're disconnected.
No, I'm loving it. You know, I found out from Leanna 5 seconds ago that Willard Scott passed away.
Yeah.
And like Leanna, I thought he died 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I didn't know.
Well, some people, they just get to where they just can't get out in public anymore.
Yeah.
And you think they've already died. You
know, right.
And they haven't.
Right.
Like Wilford Brimley, when he passed months ago, I was surprised. I thought he'd died.
He didn't die of diabetes, did he?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
But we put up a 12-foot skeleton in our yard, so I'm very excited.
Are all the dogs in the neighborhood hanging around?
They're looking at me like I'm crazy. That's fine, because nobody messes with me.
Mike, you got some textual messages up there.
Okay.
Okay, one of them is somebody telling us Willard Scott passed away, and the other one is Trace. So, Leanna and Trace came by Grills Market the other day, and they had a couple burgers.
Yes.
You got the mushroom Swiss, didn't you?
Yes. I love mushroom
Swiss. Mushrooms had not been moving fast in the store, so we did a whole bunch of mushroom specials this week.
I love mushroom
soup. Oh, really?
Soup.
I love mushrooms.
Yeah. Mushroom soup.
We did the STL burger, which is what Trace got, which is kind of our signature burger. We did a version of that with a marinated portobello mushroom cap.
Oh, yes.
Sold one.
Only one?
Just one, but... And, you know, the clientele there, it's very different from any other Greer's or any other grocery store. It's not a lot of families.
Yeah.
And, we can't give rotisserie chickens away.
Really?
We cook a dozen every day. We have 10 left at the end of the day.
I think people burned out on rotisserie chickens. Are they?
No, a chicken feeds a family of four.
Yeah.
Well, there's no family of four.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah, but people will eat sections of it, and then they'll take the rest of it off. And
my sous chef Corey and I were like, I don't get that. A rotisserie chicken is dinner for one.
Yeah.
You sit down, you eat the chicken.
I can eat the whole chicken.
Yeah, if you don't eat anything else, a rotisserie chicken. But the only day we really sold them was the hurricane day when we had a lot of evacuees coming in.
Yeah.
And they were grabbing stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, it was a lot of the people that are making the transition from restaurant into grocery store for the first time, they're like, oh, we're going to be closed for Labor Day. No, grocery stores don't close. You are an essential part of the community.
Yes.
And even though not many people come in, the ones who did come in,
you're there for you. Yeah.
Right. We were there, and I was happy to be there for those people, especially the people that were evacuating Louisiana trying to get out of the way of that storm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so disconnected right now. I know it was bad. I have no idea what's going on in Louisiana. I just know I'm sure people need help.
Yeah.
My recommendation, don't throw any money towards the Red Cross. Find a local charity and throw at it.
Salvation Army.
Tony Sawyer at Bob's Downtown Downer, he's collecting all kind of supplies and stuff.
And that's one of the reasons that Tony Sawyer got the Sip and Chew Spirit of Hospitality Award. Right. He's always there to help.
And there's a lot of church and school organizations that are collecting stuff.
And I've got a picture from the floods in Baton Rouge that was put out by a local church that this is the food that we gave out. We have no budget for disaster or anything. Full meal. Red Cross took in $20 million, two chicken nuggets, some English peas, and a fruit cup.
Right.
Go with the local charities. Operation Barbecue Relief, great charity.
Absolutely.
343-0106 on the Callahan's Irish Social text line.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar.
Le Bichon.
The best pimento cheese ever in your entire life you will ever have. And they also have drink specials every day.
La Pimento.
$2 off all wine and
wine and pimento
draft
cheese
beers from 4 to 6.
Draft beers.
There you go. And? Old Tony there and his staff at Bob's Downtown Diner.
Yep.
At the corner of Fat and Happy.
Mm-hmm.
And who
go get there and get your Bailey's breakfast.
Go get your Bailey's breakfast. I hope they're selling
And
those.
Tell Mike how they taste, because he doesn't
know. He's too cheap to get one.
Well, no. He'll fork out some money if there's plenty of calories.
But there's so many good things on that menu.
There really are.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite is the cornmeal battered fried fish and grits. Gouda grits. With that Gouda cheese.
That's some it's really
so,
Gouda
it's so
cheese.
Gouda.
It's so Gouda. Yes. Yeah. We're still in each other's lines, Lee. So anyway, of course, Callahan's Irish Social Club.
They help us get textual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I textual. Love the Rubens.
Is that a Marvin Gaye song? That textual feeling?
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, enough of that bull.
All right,
let's go to another. We're being silly. Let's get serious.
Hey, Mike, where'd you eat?
Not many places this week.
I just
subscribed one of them a while ago, the Smalls.
Right.
Man, folks, that's just a great barbecue.
It really is.
But, you know, I got to mention, too, that Buster's over in Robertsdale. Fantastic
also
barbecue.
Also, very good barbecue.
Fantastic
good
barbecue.
Brisket. Outstanding brisket.
And I'm hearing about a place in Fairhope I've got to
Alabama?
Try. No, it's not
Fairhope, Alabama?
It's in Fairhope, Alabama.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's in Fairhope. And I can't remember the name right now, but it's in a small little shed on the corner. And those are usually the incredible barbecues. And I've got to go by there, and I'll do a report on when I do finally get by there. I'll try to go by there.
Do you know the name?
Is
it Texas
Barbecue? It's Pirates Barbecue, I think.
Okay.
Pirates Barbecue.
I'm not familiar with Pirates Barbecue.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of great things about Texas Barbecue.
It's where Papa Dave's used to be. And Papa Dave's moved further down, closer to Magnolia Springs, and have since fallen victim of the COVID and no longer there. They had a great barbecue. But this place, I'm hearing some really good things about this place called Pirates. I think it's called Pirates Barbecue. And it's at the corner of Twin Beach Road and Section Street. But it's not in downtown Fairhope. It's further out.
Oh, it's in the suburbs?
It's before you get to where all the polo clubs are in. Grand Hotel and the polo clubs. Anyway.
Into the Kennedy area.
Something like that. Yeah. But I didn't really go eat in many places.
I went to Squid Ink.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and the bartender goes, "What you going to have today?" I said, "You tell me. Do I want the best fried chicken sandwich on the planet, or do I want the Cadillac burger?" And she said, "Cadillac burger." And she was right. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it. I wanted a burger. I didn't know it till I took the first bite.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Vie la France.
And see, a lot of people, you know, you should ask your server sometimes. If you were about to order some food, looking at what you've seen coming out of the kitchen,
right?
what would you order? Because, you know, don't you look at it and go, man, that looks good.
I have always schooled servers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever tell them, if they go, how's the such and such, don't ever tell them, I haven't had it. Mm-hmm. If you haven't had it, tell them, people love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't ever want to hear, I haven't had it, because you should try, especially, oh, I'm a vegetarian. I don't care if you're a vegetarian, you need to taste the food.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't work at a restaurant that serves meat.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Taste it. Well, you don't have to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
You can spit it out if it's
just like wine.
Right.
You can swoosh and right. spit.
But as a server, you're required to taste and know what everything tastes mm-hmm. like. Now, if you have an allergic reaction, that's one thing. But these ethical choices, mm-hmm. you sign off on that when you take a paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I say, you don't have to swallow, but I want you to taste it.
Yeah.
You need to be able to taste it.
It's not complete unless you swallow. Anyway. Any hoot.
But, yeah, the Cadillac burger.
Yeah.
At the Squid Ink.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, those shoestring fries.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And you have also, you know that I have recently discovered the addictive nature of the Mobtown hot fries.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some good fries. Rumor has it. That Greer's Market does Reuben fries that people are raving about.
Really?
Yeah. Little pastrami, little grilled onion, little sauerkraut. Chop, 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 chop. Put it over the fries with some Swiss cheese, little Thousand Island drizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Lucy's come up with a heck of a menu.
Yeah.
I know you haven't tried anything yet that wasn't free, but the stuff that people pay for is pretty good, too.
Oh. So is it different? Does it taste different?
Yeah.
Free food tastes pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, you got leftover snacks because you just showed up for the food and drink. You skipped all the pomp and circumstance.
Oh,
well. It was just circumstance.
You know, our fans, you know, yeah. they just, you can't really relax because everybody's around you wanting your autograph.
Right.
And,
can I get my picture taken with your voice?
Say this.
Say provolone. Provolone. Anyway. What kind of cheese comes on that burger? Provolone!
There you go. We're being silly this morning.
Yeah, well, it's called lack of sleep.
We're giddy. We're getting giddy with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you eat anywhere else?
Yeah, Greer's Downtown Market. The Phoenix Roll. Now, our sushi company has taken the weekend off. They're fixing to send this young lady that's going to take over at... that Phoenix roll, and that's the one you saw pictured, Leanna.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is spicy. I mean, it is covered with sriracha and jalapenos.
Oh
my gosh, it is good. What you got there, Michael?
Got a text message saying it is called the Pirate's Pit.
Pirate's Pit.
Pirate's Pit. Thank you, Barry. Man, that's awesome. I knew somebody texted in. I got to get by there.
Yeah. We knew somebody more knowledgeable than us had to be out there.
Well, I heard it from a reliable source, but I just couldn't remember the name. But I got it now. Thank you, Barry. We appreciate that. See, that's how the text line works.
Right.
That's how
we say something stupid, and you let us know
you
that we screwed it up.
And then send us your post that has absolutely nothing to do with food. It's meant for another show.
Yeah.
Because I guess
those pictures of your azaleas. And we love it when you rant about the government is bugging your house.
Yeah.
Those are fantastic.
Or Ricky. Ricky text.
Yeah. But and whenever the people that text in with the political stuff during our show, I just reply usually with LOL. Because I think all of it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is a food show. Yeah. You know, the gardening stuff we leave alone because they're texting the next show. The political stuff,
I have so.
You're 2 days away from anyone caring.
Yeah.
It's Sunday. No one cares after 3 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah.
No one's going to care again until 8 o'clock on Monday.
You just reminded me, too. Don't do anything stupid this weekend, folks, because the judge won't be back in until Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So don't remember that, folks. I was leaving work last night, and I happened to see on the side of the road at some fine establishments there in Daphne mm-hmm. as I was heading toward I-10, and there was some blue lights going on, and I'm sure they weren't just pulling them over to asking how their day was going. Because I'm sure their day was about to get really bad. Yeah, folks, get out. Be careful this weekend. You know, the state troopers are going to be out. Sheriff's police are going to be out. And just don't drink and drive. Just don't do anything stupid like that. That's me telling you.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Voice of experience here. So, do you want to mess up your life real quick?
We got anything really good to talk about?
Yeah, we do. We're going to talk about where to eat in Bowling Green in the next segment. Okay. In Bowling Green, Ohio, because South Alabama is making their first road trip this year. And we're doing the series where we're picking a different town and featuring them, whether it's South Alabama, Auburn, or Alabama.
That's brilliant.
Thank you. The original series was called Saturdays in the South. Yeah. I published it in the old Current magazine.
Yeah.
And
it's not very current, though, is it?
Yeah, not anymore. But it's back in those dinosaur eras when people put out stuff that, you know, on paper to read.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, back in the 1800s.
And you get the ink all over your fingers, and then you scratch your face, and then you go to the store, and they say, you got something on your face there, buddy.
Yeah, but you just threw me off with the ink on the face stuff. I've never once gotten ink on my fingers off a newspaper.
What about your silly putty, dude?
I've gotten ink on my silly putty from the newspaper. Leanna's ready for ready for the gardening show to start already. She's like, okay, they've gone off the rails this morning.
I have no idea where we're going right now.
What was silly putty back in the egg
what
shell?
Was it that Mobile Bay Monthly called a stream of consciousness radio?
I don't know right now.
Oh, gee, there's music.
343-0106.
We'll come back. We'll talk about something.
Callahan Social, Irish Social Club, text line.
All right, Mike's gone for the day.
No matter what the occasion's about, you gotta
to get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoodyody, drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spoodyody, drink wine, pop, pop. Wine, spoodyody, drink wine,
roll tide.
Pass and follow to me.
I had to throw that in. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, no, he's not.
Except for those of you that live in Miami.
I'm gonna answer this question.
Why don't you do it, buddy?
Where do I get the best gumbo in the Foley area?
I don't know. What do you mean,
Shelby?
How do you define best gumbo?
Well,
because everyone defines it different.
Everybody's different. A lot of people, especially you know, there's people from Louisiana. They don't like tomatoes in theirs. I love tomatoes in my gumbo. I have won gumbo competitions with tomato in my gumbo.
Yeah.
All right.
But not with lima beans. And not against
you're
Jennifer
never
Bonifer.
You're not. I strict that name from. So, anywho.
You have won gumbo cook-offs that Jennifer Bonifer wasn't in with tomatoes in your gumbo.
So anyway. But I made it better. I made my lima bean gumbo better by putting okra in it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I looked at my ice chest and I go.
I have judged plenty of gumbo cook-offs. Mm. If there's not gumbo in it, it's a one.
You mean okra?
Yeah, if there's not
okra in it.
African word for okra?
Yeah.
Gumbo.
So anyway, I open my ice chest up, and I see these extra bags of okra, and I go, oh, where'd this come from? And then y'all sent me the bad news. Well, if you put some okra in it, you may have won. Anyway, lesson learned.
Right.
But anyway, all right.
And I will not call gumbo that doesn't have okra gumbo.
That's
it's tubillon if you want, seafood soup. Inferior. Take your word for
it. So, Shelby, I'll be honest with you. I really don't eat gumbo anywhere. Well, I do. And I'll try everybody's gumbo, but during the summer, it's just too hot for me.
Yeah.
It's
not the season for it.
Really?
I mean,
not.
We got shrimp, but really oysters should be in gumbo. Unless you're an oyster hater, gumbo is always improved by
oysters in a lot.
And it's not oyster season.
Especially right out of the shell.
Oh, and they've got the water shut down now.
Yeah.
And for good reason. We've had a lot of fresh water go in, and that's why we shut this off, because otherwise you're going to eat oysters raw or not, and it's going to be a bad night.
Have you, Shelly, when I do, Shelby, I mean, I'm sorry. When I do have some gumbo, I will let y'all know on here.
Right.
And but right now, I haven't had any in a while.
Yeah. And it's just it's too not hot. That I don't enjoy gumbo. It's just I have cooked it so much. Mm-hmm. It's just not interesting to me. Mm-hmm. About the only time I'll ever order it is if I'm at Mandina Brothers in New Orleans. They have a fantastic gumbo, in my opinion, mm-hmm. at an Italian restaurant in New Orleans that is mm-hmm. not touristy at all.
Yeah.
And Mandina Brothers, people in New Orleans will tell you, forget the French Quarter. Go to Mandina Brothers. That's where the locals eat.
Yeah, that's where I want to eat.
Yeah, and it is, that is one of the best restaurants. And every New Orleanian, when you mention to him, goes, oh, yeah, man, Mandina Brothers, yeah, that's better than any place.
Yeah.
You know, but they don't tell the tourists about it because mm-hmm. they got a line without the tourists going there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, Mandina Brothers.
Well, I hope they made it okay. They made it okay.
I think
so. It's going to be a while. I was looking forward. And hopefully they'll be back. I know they got the power back on in the French Quarter, but because the French were smart and they built that area above sea level. And they had the power
That's
on.
Not a comment you hear often. The French were smart.
On this side of the ocean they were. Anyway. We won't get into that. But anyway, what were you going to say? You were going to talk about
Bowling Green, Ohio.
How did they get that name?
I don't know. I can tell you that it's roughly 13 square miles, 30,000 people. So no matter where you are in Bowling Green, mm-hmm. you're not more than 10 or 15 minutes from any of these restaurants. So you go to the stadium. Any of these restaurants sound interesting to you,
mm-hmm.
check them out. They got Sunset Bistro.
Mm-hmm.
It's an American bar. The last part, that attracts you, right? Bar.
It helps.
They got food.
Bar food.
I don't know what this place is by the name, but this was from a top 10 list put out 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these places should be open. I've already found one that wasn't, so I took it off the list. But I love the name, Campus Poly Eyes.
Hmm.
And it's, you know, it's near the campus. Here's one that. This calls to us.
Yeah.
Easy Street Cafe. That sounds like a place you and I
like Easy Street.
We want to take it easy.
Yeah.
And cafe. I'm not going to have coffee. And a bugaboo real quick. Do not call your restaurant a cafe unless your main focus is on coffee, because mm-hmm. that's what a cafe is.
Yeah.
If you have cafe, and I'm not a coffee drinker, but you don't serve coffee, that's like calling yourself a barbecue restaurant and all you have is a salad bar. I mean, a cafe is a place that specializes in coffee.
Yeah.
Everything else is a bonus.
Yeah.
But this is a place I'd like to try. El Zarape, Mexican and Southwestern.
Mm-hmm.
And this next place, I'm going to try the name, Naslada Bistro.
Okay.
It is international and European cuisine. Mm. It is chef-driven. Interesting
that
stuff.
That sounds like a place I'd go.
Mm-hmm. Also, this next one speaks to my heart. Call of the Canyon Cafe. There's apparently a canyon.
Nearby?
Yeah. So that means hiking.
Well, the sunset place must have a sunset view, too.
You would think.
Yeah.
Well, they have a sunset. Whether they can see it or not, they have one. Not daily.
Yeah.
But, and then the two pizza places.
Two
pizza places. Pagliai. There's a bunch of vowels at the end of this, and I don't know if it's Hawaiian or Italian.
Mm-hmm.
But Pagliai's pizza. Look for pizza. Mm-hmm. and then the other one is Paisanello's.
Paisanello.
A paisan is a friend, a buddy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess Paisanello is some alteration of that little friend, something like that.
Yeah.
And then another place you and I would probably love, Kermit's Family Restaurant.
Kermit's?
And keep in mind, this is Bowling Green, Ohio, not Kentucky.
Right.
Home of Bowling Green State University, where South Alabama is playing this week. Midwestern sensibility.
Mm-hmm.
If you've not been to the Midwest, you will be astonished at how similar the mentality is to Southerners. They just don't talk right. That's the only thing. They talk all sped up, and they don't have elongated diphthongs.
They don't use all their vowels.
they don't elongate them.
Okay.
They don't over-pronunciate them. They talk weird, is what I'm saying. They ain't right. But the sensibility, the food is stick-to-your-ribs kind of food. meat, potatoes, everything that you want on a game day.
Yeah.
So those South Alabama folks going to Bowling Green, Ohio, I think you're in for a really nice trip. I think it's going to be one of those nice little towns. Like I was in Minot, North Dakota, a couple of years ago. Great little town, which is where North Dakota State University is.
Yeah.
More known for their hockey than their football.
Hey.
But we also stopped in Fargo. Loved Fargo, North Dakota. One of the coolest cities in America.
I bet.
It is so really
it's
cool.
It's way up there in the north. Yeah,
yeah, but it is cool. You're a couple hours from Minneapolis. I mean, it's not too far. It's right on the border with Minnesota, Fargo is. Mm-hmm. And just absolutely one of the coolest towns in America right now. And, you know, the attention was brought to them from the movie.
Yeah.
Which was a great movie. And then the subsequent TV series, which I've never seen, but people tell me it's great. It keeps the attention on them. Then you figure you're only an hour and a half, 2 hours from a major metropolitan area like Minneapolis.
Yeah.
It's a perfect storm for growth.
It's amazing what a TV show or a movie would do for a town or a city.
Right. And it's very hip. It's very, but it's also very North Dakota.
Look at Laurel, Mississippi.
Laurel, Mississippi.
That HDTV has brought so much attention to that little town.
And Route 1, Route 2, Liberty, Mississippi.
Okay.
Let's not forget that where Jerry Clower is from.
Oh! Well, I can't even
knock him out, John.
Yeah. So
lick that knife before you stick it back in that
butter. Hey, you know those two pizza places you mentioned up there in Bowling Green? I bet you they don't know, or maybe they do know. Today is National Cheese Pizza Day. Yeah. You didn't know that, did you?
Here's
from that
my
look
thing
on your face. Yeah.
Here's my thing with cheese pizza. Even as a child, if it didn't have pepperoni, I cried. I see these kids now, it's got pepperoni on it. Yeah, because it's a pizza. It's supposed to have pepperoni on it. Cheese pizza, handing me a cheese pizza is like handing me two pieces of bread and saying, enjoy your club sandwich. Now, margarita, that's different. If there's fresh basil on it, that's good. But just plain cheese pizza to me is an affront.
Yeah.
You stopped right before you got to the good part.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, if you're going up to the game up in Bowling Green, Stu just gave you a list of places to check out.
And
up there.
You check out our Facebook page where we're doing this show right now live. Mm-hmm. And I'll have links to the ones that I can, but I've got the whole list.
Yeah.
That'll be on there for you.
So, hey, Mark said chicken oyster gumbo is great. How do you feel about chicken and gumbo?
That's what's supposed to go in an oyster. Chicken and oyster is a very traditional New Orleans way to do it. The first gumbos didn't have any seafood in them.
Mm-hmm.
Gumbo's not a seafood dish. It's a hunter's dish. So in Africa, what it would have been was a bird similar to chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the wild version of chicken, which I forget what that's called. But it's a thing. Mm-hmm. I know Bill could say, I'm just having a brain fart. But chicken and oyster gumbo is a very traditional New Orleans thing. Pascagoula. Potato salad goes in the
gumbo. Yeah, and you know, I still haven't tried that yet.
I haven't tried it yet. Gumbo grits, which is no rice, you use grits. Phenomenal
that
way to eat
good.
Gumbo. It is
that
a phenomenal
good.
Way to eat. Far superior to any
I'm
rice.
I'm a grit-eating fool.
Yeah.
I like getting gritty.
Food. Chicken and oyster gumbo. I've heard people from New Orleans say the only time you should ever have oysters and gumbo is when it's chicken and oyster gumbo.
What about,
I disagree.
What about sausage? What do you think about sausage?
Absolutely. Because pork and shellfish are a perfect pairing.
Yeah.
And I've had people from New Orleans tell me, if it's seafood gumbo, it should never have sausage in it, then your seafood gumbo is inferior.
What about andouille? And
right, andouille. They don't want any sausage in it when it's seafood, and that's wrong.
I don't mind it, but when I do seafood gumbo, it's just strictly seafood.
Nope, I've got to have that pork in there.
But I do have chicken broth in it.
That makes it taste like chicken gravy. It does. I'm not.
No, it don't.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Seafood stock is what you put in it. And it's easiest to make with the leftover shells and heads from your crawfish bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to make. Just take all that, put it in a pot with some water, boil it for about 45 minutes, strain everything out, freeze it.
I got beat by a guy who borrowed half my ingredients, and then he put crawfish in his gumbo.
I heard a chili cook-off in Baltimore. A friend of mine was in it. He said, I came in second place.
Mm-hmm.
He said, a little while later, they came to me and said, you're now first place. And he said, well, how'd that happen? He said, turns out the guy who won first place had burned his chili and went and got a sample cup from all the 100 competitors and mixed it together for his submission.
343-0106 on the Callahan Social Club, Irish Social Club line.
Okay, and we'll be talking to people on that line when we come back.
All right, we've been getting a lot of text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Fire people up on gumbo.
People like to argue about it.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Off air, Mike and I were having a conversation about farm-raised shrimp in the Demopolis area.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to do catfish there, but the natural table water has more salinity in it mm-hmm. than was good for the catfish. They've done a wonderful job of farm-raising healthy, delicious shrimp. And when the BP oil disaster happened and the Gulf was shut off, a lot of restaurants were able to get shrimp, Alabama mm-hmm. shrimp, yeah. from these farms. It's not as profitable shrimp farming in the U.S. as it is in Asia because we have things called health regulations.
Yeah.
And you can't dump, you know, tons and tons of chemicals into the water. You just have to control the population so you don't have disease issues. Mike, don't worry about who's walking
there's
in
there. There's somebody walking down there.
So it's none of your business.
I'm easily
distracted. It's none of your business.
I'm easily distracted.
Squirrel.
Anyway. let's thank our sponsor. Let's thank Le Bouchon. Wine Bar and Tapas.
Wine and Tapas.
And let's also thank Bob's Downtown Diner and Corner, Fat and Heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, Callahan's. For their sponsoring our text and call-in line.
Which we've got some call-in.
We do have a caller. That's a segue into that. Here's Sherry. Nice. Sherry, how are you doing this morning?
And it's Mike's fault, whatever you're mad about. Are you there, Sherry?
Oh, good morning. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I called in this morning. You asked me if I knew any restaurants in Bowling Green.
And yes, thank you.
Sorry
thank you
I missed, calling. But I just kind of woke up.
That's fine. So did we.
Sorry. Anyhow, as much as I'm not always a burger fan, I don't always eat a whole lot of beef, but over the years, I've always gone to college towns to find out where the best burger place is. And in Bowling Green, it's the Easy Street Cafe.
Yeah, we talked about that, and I'm with you. Best burger is an important thing to know when you visit a college town.
It is. If you don't go to a tailgate, you go have a burger before the game or after the game, and I always find that. But, yeah, Easy Street Cafe is top-notch with their burgers, and go there and enjoy the game.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry, and it's glad to hear. My guess is nice little Midwestern town, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful Midwestern town. Yeah.
Yeah. And Ohio's got a lot of that. I took a trip several years ago to Cincinnati, and I really want to go back and do Cincinnati better. I thought it was a wonderful city.
Yeah, you can get lost in Cincinnati, and if you do, don't ask the police where to go. Go to the closest fire department, because everybody at the fire station has to know their area. I found that out by getting lost in Cincinnati. But, yeah, I went to Kent State, and Bowling Green, of course, is in the Mid-America Conference, and so we were always, you know, we were always rivals. All the MAC schools in Ohio were, you know, each other's rivals. And it was just great to go to another city and find a restaurant that you know you could go back to and enjoy for football weekend.
Well, I sure appreciate you calling in for a firsthand account from Bowling Green. that was some hard research to do because it is a smaller town to find these places. And the fact that I actually found a place that you've been to makes me thrilled that my 2 minutes of
cool
YouTube
beans.
Searching
yeah,
worked
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but in the 70s, when 60s and 70s, when I was in college, we had Kent was one of the college towns that had the most bars and taverns and restaurants on one street. And our designated street in Kent was Water Street, and we had 42 establishments from one end of the street to the other.
That's
and Bowling Green was kind of the same way.
Excellent.
Yeah.
A lot of water holes.
I'll tell you what, though. We had a lot of really good bands from the 60s and 70s who got their start
Cool.
Especially those from Cleveland on the college circuit in the Mid-America Conference in Ohio. So they did the whole Ohio experience from Bowling Green to Miami to Kent to Ohio U to Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
And Toledo. So,
yeah. To only relive those days.
I'd love to. I'd love to have a...
All those Ohio State players.
Into it, yeah.
All those Ohio State players from the 70s that never attended a single class in 4 years. Yeah, let's relive those.
We had, I think every college, even here, we've probably had college, you know, we've had students who have not gone to class. Yeah.
Bobby Hunter.
Well, thank you, Sherry. Thank you so much for that information.
You're welcome.
And I
know everybody will like the 10. I'm going back and listen to it on Facebook. But have a great Sunday, you guys.
Thank you so much.
All you do for the web or for the air.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. We got Gary in Gulf Shores. Boy, with the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line is hopping this morning.
It is.
Good morning, Gary. What you want to talk about, buddy?
Good morning. Well, you guys were talking about shrimp, and I was born and raised in this area.
Yeah.
And I don't know how anybody could not think shrimp is maybe the best seafood value you can get when you look at the ease of cleaning them. And the percentage of edible meat, you know, you get out of
it. I eat all of it, dude. I will take the head, batter, dip it, and deep fry it and eat the head. It tastes like soft shell crab.
There you go. We use it in a lot of different ways. We grill it, we fry it, we put it in a gumbo. But anyway, the reason why I called many years ago, I was at a conference with our company, and there was a buddy of mine from New Jersey there. And he's always asking me about the Gulf Coast, you know, he knew I fished a lot and all that kind of stuff. I told him I just, you know, got a bunch of shrimp or whatever. He said, well, can you get me some? I said, sure, I'll be. He said, well, how much are they? And I don't remember exactly, but it's a number of years ago. So it was like, say, $1.99 a pound or whatever it was. I said, $1.99. He said, well, that's not bad. He said, I'd like for you to get me about 3 dozen of them, if you will. And I said, 3 dozen? He said, yeah. And I said, that 3 dozen, 36 times, that's about $70. I said, $1.99 a pound out each. And he was from New Jersey, so I guess the price may have been a little higher up there. Anyway, I've always thought about that when I buy shrimp.
Yeah, but you know what? Their pizza in New Jersey is way better than it is down here.
It's really good.
Straight out.
Yeah, and the hot dogs in that part of the country it's embarrassing what we roll out there. That little pink wiener, that's embarrassing.
I quit making hot dogs at home. Yeah. I go to Whacked Out Wiener if I want a hot dog or Al's.
Right. Well, thanks for calling in, buddy. Right. And enjoy the day in Gulf Shores.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mike, it's hard to believe that we're coming to the end of another Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, isn't it? And now I can go start my 12-hour work day.
I have a birthday party brunch to go to.
Yeah, well, you know.
Do y'all have anything special happening next weekend?
Possibly. I haven't gotten an email on it, but I want to make sure before I say anything. I'll make a Facebook post.
Oh, well, then we need to watch the Sip and Chew Facebook page.
Yes, by all means, keep an eye out this week. Set a reminder.
Yes.
Yeah, check it every day.
I'll be able to sleep 30
minutes. Mike, who is constantly on Facebook but has never seen the Sip and Chew Facebook page.
That's a lie.
Shocker.
Yeah, Leanna, next week I'll be able to.
Before you came along, Cheese Cottage, Mike was always going, went by Cheese Cottage today, went by Cheese Cottage today. We did a live remote at Cheese Cottage, and Mike goes, this is the first time I've ever been here. I said, you said that you came by here all the time. He goes, yeah, I drove by it. His first visit was 2 years after they opened. He rode by it every day. That was what he meant by
it. It was always busy.
Well, yeah, it's a fine establishment.
It was summer. It was hot.
Because it's delicious there.
But you were riding in a convertible.
Oh, yeah. All right, folks. Get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Tip them, servers. Servers are in your tips.
Oh, they are right now.
Pack your patience. Be careful this Labor Day weekend, Stu, right?
Right. 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 Stay off the roads if you don't have to be on them. That's me, staying at home and sleeping.
How boring.
Are we forgetting? There's one more thing. What is it?
Let's see. Starts with a P.
Provolone.